Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. Every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio with Christopher, my producer. And tonight, you know, I'll show you the transformative power of decisions based on your intuition. Like I call them, the intuitive decisions. I like to think that each day is a blessing, no matter your circumstances. It's like everything depends on how you look at it. We used to say that life is the way you respond to the challenges. And you can choose to wake up miserable, unhappy, angry with the world, and the contents of your day will actually reflect your negative state of mind, your negative mood. Or you can choose to be thankful that you're alive and ready to take on your challenges. So nothing in life can hurt you more than your own attitude, the way you think. Because your day will flow much more smoothly and everything will seem much easier to accomplish if you look at the brighter side of everything. Now, sooner or later, we all discover that life is actually a choice. Like today is a choice, like yesterday was and tomorrow will be. So what choices are you making, and what is influencing you to take those choices is something that I wish to give you answers. Because it's easier to make wrong choices than to make the right choices. And every time you're in a similar situation, you are given a choice to do the same thing or to try a new course of action. Now, you heard this a million times. If you act the same way, don't expect different results. And that's so true, actually. So when you act on fear, frustration, you become sort of trapped into this pattern of behavior. And if you continue to make the same decision, you can possibly expect different outcomes, exactly what I said. But we know that we must make wise choices to generate evolution, to generate stability, to generate movement, progress. But when the road forks, confusion sets in. As we advance down the path of life, sudden shifts require very quick thinking. Like you're in a situation in which you have to think 1, 2, 3. Should I give this job an opportunity? Should I give myself the opportunity of this new job? Or should I give this person another chance? Or should I invest in this home? Or should I invest in a stock market? What should I do with my life? So under the pressure of making the correct choice, all or none of your choices may even seem right. So then where do we turn for guidance? The answer is that, in my opinion, the answer is that you go within yourself, you go inside. It's like you acknowledge that you have this power within you to have the right decision. You don't have to necessarily run to somebody else to tell you what you have to do. We would avoid the struggle of having to meet the same challenges twice. So if you accept the idea that you have within you that intuitive power to make the right choice, then you are on the right track. So some of us have a misconstrued notion of intuition because we've been taught that intuition is just some kind of gut feeling, something that some people have, some people don't, and usually women have, and that's completely wrong. Because intuition, to my understanding, is spirit's way of communicating with you by communicating through you. So as we are definitely not only physical matter, we're made of energy. So we have a soul, a spirit, a self, you know. The higher dimension of us, our way, the way we think, the energy within ourselves is communicated with higher dimensions. So the spirit's way of communicating is what is called the intuitive mind. Like Einstein used to say, that intuition is actually a divine gift. And we pay less attention to this, and we ignore the divine. We pay more attention to the logic, to this ability of the brain, because these are abilities of the brain, no question about it. So the sense of knowing that overrides all the other sense of knowing is the most powerful sense. And you feel it deep within you. I mean, I'm asking you, everybody listening, how many times you had a situation in which you just sense that this is going to happen to you, or you have just an image of something that's about to happen, or you have a feeling that tells you not to go on this trip, don't do this. So intuition is your answer to many of your problems. And I've been talking about this in other shows. But in order for it to work effectively, you have to start believing in it. As much as you believe in the logical part of the brain and you think your logical mind is doing this, but you also have to acknowledge that your intuitive part is as powerful as the logical part of the brain. They kind of complement each other. So as I said, the intuition is that the GPS. It's like a car that takes you to the car that is has a built-in GPS in, and it takes you to the destination step by step. So you have to switch on your intuitive mind and concentrate on your ultimate goal. So what is your destination? Where do you want to go? Your destination is to build this house. Your destination is to build a family. But right now it may seem far away, and it seems like you can never get there. So you don't become intimidated. It's just a matter of understanding that you have to take the journey step by step and choice by choice and building brick by brick so you get there. So your intuition can be that GPS throughout your entire journey telling you where you have to make a U-turn, where you have to make right or left. So this is the way you get there. I'm just metaphorically explaining you how this works. So right now you may say, well, I'm clueless. I have no idea what this is all about. But and that's okay. The first thing is to accept that this is a reality, that it might be real what I'm telling you. It's exactly like somebody accepts that they are an alcoholic. The moment you accept I am an alcoholic, or I am an addict, or I am a liar, then there is a chance of correcting it. As long as they pretend I'm not, you continue to lie to yourself over and over. We see this in this country. So many lies right now. It's like we live in the land of lies. We don't even know who's telling the truth and who's not. So the first step is to recognize. Recognizing is very significant. So you have to have that moment of truth with yourself and sit down with you and be honest to yourself where you stand. Be honest about recognizing and identifying your problems, identifying what's going on within yourself, where you did something wrong to yourself, to somebody else, so that you can change the things around, so you don't create the same pattern of behavior. So never underestimate the power of an inspired decision, because one right choice can cause a ripple effect that reshapes your entire life. Decisions are the building blocks of life. Each day we must make choices on matters that are small or large. Where to go for dinner, who to marry, where to buy a home, or which toothpaste to buy. So it's like from small to large, to big decisions. Some decisions are critical. important decisions require a higher degree of introspection. So that's why be thankful that there are no fixed decisions. That decision is something flexible. The most important thing is that they create a ripple effect. What is right and what is wrong is something that it's up to you. You know what I mean? Your power lies in the fact that no one can choose other than you. So I'm going to go and take your call. So I have some people online, so I want you to hold on the line. I'll be with you exactly in a moment. Okay, so I think I have some people like Michelle, Anna from Virginia, I think, Sue, Elena from New York. I love you guys. So hold on the line. I'll be with you. And Gabriella from Ohio. So hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. I want to ask you, you know what I mean, to be my friend on Facebook, to follow me on social media, to find out about my project and to be in touch with me. I always do live sessions where you can have sessions for free. If you need any help, any guidance, I'm here for you. And I will talk to you after taking one of the calls about the 8 rules to making good choices in life. There are 8 major rules, in my opinion, to make good choices that and that your decision will always play out in your favor. But before I go and talk to you about it, I'd love to take, I think Gabriella has been the first one. Hi, Gabriella. Are you still on with me?
Yes, I'm here, Ms. Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay. How can I help you, my love?
Ms. Carmen, I'm in a relationship for over 2 years, and I'm debating to let it go or to speak with. I am very, very confused, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's causing the confusion? You don't feel that he's the right one. You don't feel the connection. You don't feel the emotional intimacy. You don't feel him responding to you. Is he treating right or not right? There must be some elements that build the confusion. And when did you acknowledge that you were confused? Was it from the beginning, or did you realize you became confused as the time was going by?
As the time goes by, and I think so, my expectations are very high, and I feel like I want to receive the same way I give.
Mm-hmm.
The way he responds to me is not the way I expect him to do it. So that, from here, the confusion became worse and worse and worse, and I'm debating what to do, and I'm very, very confused.
Okay, so let me ask you this. This is obviously not a relationship that moves in the right direction, because a relationship, especially after a year or two, it should grow. It should get better. You should adjust to each other. It should improve, not go the other way around. And if you feel like he's not giving himself to this relationship, if you feel him removed, it means he's either not ready or not the right guy for you. Now, there's another way to find out whether somebody is your good match or not, is by checking into your time at birth and his time. Do you happen to know when this man is born?
You want his date of birth?
Yeah, do you mind giving me his birthday if you know his birthday?
No, it's April 10th, 1965.
And I want to take yours too, because I want to see who is this man for you.
December 18, 1979.
Just a minute, and I will tell you what kind of a relationship you have with him. Now, this relationship is karmic. It's coming from another life. So relationships that are karmic, what does it mean? His divine codification coincides with the year when you're born. So in other words, you know what I mean? This is going to be a tough relationship to deal with, because being karmic, it might probably carry some elements that you need to work them through with him. I will not give up on this man. You are very complimentary. In other words, you do compliment each other, very much so. And being yeah, you do compliment each other. You have chemistry, but there is a lot of ups and down and arguing, but this can get better. Actually,
okay.
Might take a while. So I will not give up on this man because being a karmic relationship. Otherwise, if I was supposed to look into it from a psychological point of view, and you know what I mean, for your well-being, I would say walk away from this. You don't want to lose your time. But just because this relationship proves to be a karmic one, I suggest you should continue to stay. And I also suggest you read my book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, explaining this type of a relationship in details. And if you read that book, I'll give you 10 minutes free as a session just to entice you in buying the book and learning about karmic relationships, the type of relationship you have with this man. My opinion is that in the next 4 months to probably 11 months, this relationship can make a U-turn, like a turnaround, that can be for better. And so I will not give up. I will continue to be a little bit more, like taking a step back, a little bit removed, allowing him to act more and you act less, without being demanding, without being controlling, without being domineering, if you know what I mean. So just go inward and observe everything he's doing. I expect this to get better because if the karma is played out and is understood and is processed and is resolved, that you will definitely see this turning around and moving in the right direction. That's what I expect from here. It can be worked out. You actually very compatible. So I hate to tell you, you get rid of him. I don't want that to happen this way. So I'm going to take a break. Thank you, Gabriela. And I'm going to go to my other caller. So hold on the line. I'll be back in a second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I am back on Om Times Radio. I'm Carmen Jara, and I'm going to go to, I think, Anna. Hi, my lovely Anna from Virginia. How are you, my dear?
Can you hear me?
Anna?
Yes, hello?
Hi, my dear. Can you hear me?
No.
You cannot hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Can you
okay,
hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Oh.
Okay, my lovely Anna. So is your father on the other side?
Oh.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi.
I ask you about your dad. I have the presence of somebody in my home who seems to be related to you. Is your father deceased?
Yes, my father's been deceased for probably 25, 30 years.
Yeah. He's present here. Believe it or not, spirit world is as alive as we are, except that they exist in a different plane of reality. And because I don't really believe that death is real, it's just an illusion. Many things are illusions of our mind. So your father is very present here, and he tells me that you're about to make some major changes in the next 2 to 8 months. And he's talking about the celebration that is coming probably next month or right around the corner. And he's just wanna make you understand that he's present, he's there, he comes and visits you sometime 4 a.m. in the morning. Do you ever wake up early in the morning?
Yes, I do.
If you wake up all of a sudden from your sleep and you look at the clock and it's 4 a.m., 6 a.m., there's this energy waking you up, and your father's present. And he said to me not to worry. Are you alone?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm a widow. I've been a widow for a long time. Yes.
That's what he said. He said, you're alone. There's nobody there for you. But some major changes will happen, bringing you someone in your life. As much as you might say, well, I used to live this way, and I don't know if I can change my life right now. But there, you're up to a big positive surprise. In which your father talks about somebody with a D or a G name who had a name like Daniel, David, John, Jack. What is he talking about? Does this ring any bell?
With a D or a G? My husband's name was with a P, like Pat, but a D or a G? I know someone, David, but I'm not sure about a G. But it's funny that you talked about that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it may be, you know, when you see initials, maybe the D may be a P, you know, maybe the line, I didn't see it clearly. But there's definitely something about the communication with the other side. And there's definitely this man who's deceased present in my home. Now, I question whether, is that your dad? Is that your late husband? But it's somebody who's visiting your home, who's acknowledging you being alone for a while. He's acknowledging the changes that are happening. So you're saying something. Go ahead. I want to listen to what you had to say.
Well, it's so funny that you talked about that because you talked about intuition. And all right, so I'm 66, and my husband was killed many years ago, but that's a very long story. And I have a son, where he's almost 40 now, but I have this intuition, this feeling that, of course, I never did remarry. But I went out, but never remarried for a long time. But I think for some reason, I am going to either marry or be in a relationship when I'm
exactly.
older.
That's exactly why you call this show. I'm so glad and I love you. I'm so excited because that's exactly what I have chills all over. You know, when I talk to you and I see this man and the first thing he tells me is that you're alone, but you're not going to be alone because there's somebody coming into your life. And it doesn't matter. You know, you have the right to be with somebody or be happy or rebuild your life at any age.
I feel
for you, you know. I'm in the same boat. I'm a widow myself, so I resonate with you. I've been alone for a while.
Yeah.
I know what you've been feeling. You know, I feel what you feel, exactly like you. I vibrate with all your emotions in the same way. But I tell you, in your case, definitely there's somebody coming. And this man, when he was younger, was either associated with the military. It seems like he also has kids that are older right now, and they're not kids anymore. And it seems like he's a sweet, kind, loving man who likes to cook. He's been alone for a while. I won't be surprised if he would be a widow himself or a man who's divorced for a while. And I even feel like he's The woman that he had in his life has a C name. I don't know how this comes to my mind, but it does.
Wow.
So one of these two initials that I gave you relate to this man. Now, and again, is your dad or your late husband? Is your late father, your late husband? One of them is talking to me right now, big time. And I don't know why the month of November, anything significant to November for any of these two people in your family, your husband or you?
My husband died in November.
That's it. I mean, your husband. Your husband.
Yeah. He died in November.
Yes, because he mentions November. So then was his own way of identifying, I'm not actually with your dad. I'm actually with your late husband, you know. So he wanted to come through. He wanted to tell you. He wanted to. Yeah, and you write about him being killed. And he's telling me a lot of stuff. He keeps on whispering in my ears, telling me how it happened, the way it happened. And I just, but he's at peace. So he says it took a while for him to be at peace, but he now is at peace. And he talks about either being with his mom. His mom is on the other side, no?
Yeah.
And he shows me an E. I don't know what the E means. An E initial. He's also watching over your son. Now I want to ask you, does your son have a son?
No, my son has a daughter.
Or only one child? No,
you never know. One child, and you know they want to have more, but
there is a child coming. Yeah, there's a child coming. Regardless of the fact that is your grandson 11 or 6?
My granddaughter is
granddaughter,
nine.
Sorry.
She's going to be 10. Yeah, she's going to be 10.
So, okay, so I was like closer to, I thought about 10, 11, something like that. And then it's so funny, I see a number 6, which can be the 6 month, can be June of the next year. But I tell you, you will have another grandchild. It's going to be a boy. I so clearly think that that's another big message for you.
Yeah, that's what my daughter-in-law thinks. She said, we're going to have a son. Yeah.
Yes.
She sees sees these in her mind, too. She sees a boy.
Right. I love it. I love it.
Interesting.
It's beautiful.
Very interesting.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I mean, listen.
Well, listen, anytime you have nothing better to do, just listen to the show and let's communicate and let's talk it. It's so much fun, you know, to reunite with those that are there, you know, and have a little bit of a chit chat, you know.
And you understand because you can.
I understand
so
because I lost my. I know what it is. If somebody understands you, it's definitely me. I love you, Anna. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay, my love to you. Okay, so I don't know if Michelle is still with me. Are you still there, Michelle? I guess she probably dropped. Oh, I'm going to take Sue. Hi, Sue. Are you there with me still?
I am.
Holding
on. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, my beautiful Sue. How are you, my love?
Good. I've had readings with you. I've read good. The book. You know,
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I talked to you. I was in a marriage for 30 years, and he didn't want to be married anymore. And, you know, I really haven't been in a long-term relationship till, you know, 2015. And it was almost 3 years that we were in a relationship, but there was some verbal abuse for the last few years, and I finally got out. And I met somebody else, and I just was wondering if next person.
Okay, let me ask you, did you meet this person relatively recently, like during this year?
Which person? The one that I broke off with?
No, is there somebody new in your life?
Oh, somebody I met just last week.
That's exactly what I said. Is this happening right now with somebody who you just met during the frame of the last week, the last month, or even during this year? Any time it could have happened.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to find out the compatibility that exists between you and this man? We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. But for that, I need your time, your birthday, and his birthday. Do you know his birthday?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I'm sorry. 426.54.
54.
Yes.
Okay. That's him, no?
Yes.
Okay, and you?
3452.
1952. Okay, let's see a little bit about. Have I ever mentioned him to you?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, all right, fine. So let me see. Okay. Well, the relationship is good. The relationship has all the chances to work. You are a little bit afraid, you know, because of the memories, because of everything that has happened before. Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
I mean, you're entitled to your doubt, to your fear. I completely understand. But this can work very good. This relationship can work very well. And you just have to allow him to come to you. To me, this is a man who's smart, who's strong, who's independent. He can do well financially. Do you see that?
Yes, all of those.
Yes. And I feel like you compliment each other. Just break through your fear, break through the bad memories, break through your own insecurities, you know, that are there and you're probably not aware of them. Do you agree with me? Because I'm just validating that there's something there that can be your own wrong perception about everything because what you've been going through. So let's forget what happened. Whatever happened, whatever abuse, the past is the past. Let's forget about the past because this can work very well. You're good for
okay.
each other. This can actually
okay.
even become a marriage. Does this man have two kids?
No. He lost his only son.
Oh, he had one child and he lost the child. In
right.
his divine codification, there are two children, which is interesting. One that he lost and then another one that probably he chose not to have. And I think these are his own emotional problems. Do you see that? Because it must be very tough to lose a child.
Yes, it is. I lost
okay.
a granddaughter, and that was more than I could bear.
No, that is. I don't even want to think about how you did this because it's so difficult to digest, even to comprehend that kind of a pain. You know.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a daughter?
No, I have three sons.
Oh, three sons. Okay. So you're the one that has three child. He's going to be very good to your kids.
Yeah,
he's going to be very good. He's gonna try to attach at least to two of your children. One might be less receptive to him, but I think that he will be in good terms with your kids.
Okay.
And is there? Do you have a number of grandkids? Because I have a feeling that in your case there's another grandchild coming.
Well, I have. Like I said, I have two grandchildren, one that is in heaven and one that is here. And they were both born on the exact same date, 1 year after the other. And the other,
wow.
And they were
that
both in ICU. They were both in ICU. And
incredible.
The day that my granddaughter died, that was the day that my grandson came home from the hospital. So.
That's incredible. But I want to tell you something. This is just an incredible story. I am so moved. I'm so touched. I'm so like, I feel for you. But listen, there is another granddaughter coming in your life. There's another child coming in your life. Please believe me. Your daughter, your granddaughter is coming back. I feel like that child is coming back. The spirit is coming back.
Yes,
I don't know how, but it's coming back. Absolutely. And
yes.
I just, when that's going to happen, please do me a favor and call me and let me know. I want to celebrate that with you because it's going to be such a beautiful day of your life. But talking
Thank
about
you.
This man is good for you, my love. He really is
okay.
good, Sue. Just
okay.
let it be. Just go towards him with an open heart and be ready for this because it's going to protect you. It's going to be help. This man is going to help you This is going to be a beautiful chapter in the book of your life.
Thank you so much, Carmen. Thank you.
Okay, my angel. I love you. And thank you so much for calling me, okay?
Okay. Love you too, Carmen. Bye-bye.
Okay, my sweetheart. Thank you. So let's see who I can take next very quickly before I go to a break. I'm going to take Misha from New York. Hi, my love.
Hello.
Hi, my dear. How are you? How's New York?
How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you very well.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
perfect.
I heard myself in an echo, but so anyways, I'm Monica, actually, so maybe the screener couldn't hear me.
Oh, that's why it's now you, Monica. Hi, my lovely Monica. So tell
yes,
me,
yes,
Mika. Oh, Mika, sorry. Okay, my Mika. So tell me your question. Ask me what's important for you, if there's something relevant for you right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. Extremely important. My father died 4 years ago. I live in North America, obviously. He lived in Hungary, and that's where my estranged sister lives as well. Whatever my father left behind, by will, is 50-50. And because I live here, my sister has been refusing to let go of my share of the inheritance.
That's true.
Okay.
Right.
And it's properties and land, so it's not like, you know, it's not that easy. And she's been renting things out for cash under the table, which I found out.
Right.
And she's just being stupid. And I'm at the point where I don't know what she's using my name for and all that stuff. And I don't know what to do and or if there's anything you could give me in terms of, you know, guidance in the situation.
How to proceed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how to proceed, and why is my sister torturing? She knows, you know, it's been long, like it's been way too long, and, you know, and I also wonder, like, how come my father is not helping in this? Because I've tried to talk to him, and I'm just so feeling, you know?
Your father talks... Besser, Magyarul?
Yeah, Magyarul, persze.
Anyhow, we have to speak in English, but I have a Hungarian origin myself, so that's why. My mother was Hungarian. Yeah. I was born in Romania, half Hungarian, so I love the Hungarian people because I'm part Hungarian myself.
Absolutely.
So what I want to tell you is that your father is like stunned by what's happening, and he's been trying very hard to do something with her, but she's so reluctant and she's acting in such bad faith.
Yeah.
But your father said that you will see his intervention in the next 7-8 months, and she will just call you out of the blue. She's gonna be in a when we don't wanna work with good intention and we don't wanna do something good, you know, then there's a divine intervention. So the father will intervene in a divine way. So she will be in a situation which you will be forced to contact you and get this right. So the way your father says that you will see him. I need to go to a break. So don't hang up. Hold on the line. I'll finish my thought. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm back. I'm Carmen Jara. So I want to continue the conversation. So the way this is going to happen, so that you can see that your father is present and will bring sort of justice to this case, is that your sister will be in a situation that she will be forced to contact you. And then I see you going there, and that's the feeling that your father makes me believe is going to come true, that at some point you will have to go there and make things clear. I see documents being signed. I think you're going to take control over your rights. I think this nonsense that she does to you will stop. The only sad part is she doesn't regret it. She has no regrets for what she did, because she thinks that, hey, you're doing well, and she's not, and she should take advantage. And it's like acting very unfair, and it's her bad karma. This is what she does, and this is her only problem. This is not your problem. The way you respond to it is by making justice for yourself, going there and probably forgive her because she didn't know any better, and you cannot change her. These are her own issues that you can intervene. But the interference of your father shows me or talks about somebody with an E name like Janos, with an A name. Does this ring any bell to you? What is he telling me?
E-N-A? Not really.
So look for these two initials. I'm listening.
The only thing I was thinking about is, because here's another thing, and it's also a question. He had a lawyer friend, Tomas, so that's like two A's. I was thinking about calling him and see if he could, you know, help me with some advice.
Yeah, he will help you. I won't necessarily call him right away. I will wait. And I think your father talks about the fall. Let's keep in touch and let's see in the next 2 months. I feel a divine intervention will happen in which she is forced to contact you. You know, when you go through a situation in which there's no other way for you to avoid or to continue to do what you're doing. Whatever initials your father mentioned, they will probably resonate later. This lawyer that you mentioned to me might be instrumental, but not right now. So my advice is hold on to calling this man. Hold off and don't do it right now. Let's keep in touch. Let's connect through the radio station on whichever way you want. And I will guide you when the time is right. And you will be actually offered the possibility without even pushing for it, you know? Excellent. So then I think it's very...
I just wanted to say that I literally felt the energetical nudge that his intervention is me out of the blue. I haven't seen you in like 2 or 3 years since the old radio show. And this afternoon, out of the blue, you came onto my computer screen 7 o'clock, and I called you and we were here. I think this is his first intervention.
Yeah. Well, talking about making that intuitive decision, you know, in which you intuitively act on something that your feeling is telling you, go for it, because there's some information that I'm desperate to get, and the information is there. So this is beautiful. And let's keep in touch, and I promise you I will help you with this, and you will see how things will get where they meant to get pretty easily and relatively soon. I should say in the next 2-3 months, approximately.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you so much.
And you have the justice. I love you, my dear. And I want to see who I love you, sweetie. Who else I miss here? Hi, Norma from Texas. How are you, my dear? Can you hear me? Are you still on with me, Norma?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful Norma. So, hi, tell me, Norma, how can I help you?
Yeah, so I have a couple of things going on in my life right now, and I okay. wanted to get your input on that. So I've got some major decisions that I have made, and then I got some recent news on something that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, let's talk first about the news.
Okay, it has to do with my health. And mm-hmm. I'm just curious to understand.
No, the news that you got on your health is an incomplete news. It's not documented enough. So whatever news you get, you have to do the research. You know, sometimes we get diagnosed of something, but then we need to do more research and then find out that that must be a misdiagnosed, because I am feeling like what you were told is not completely accurate. It's based on some kind of incomplete testing. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So that's a very powerful piece of information, because there's nothing more important than your health. And exactly. whatever you were told is not really it. So that I want you to sleep at night, you know, and put your mind at ease and go on a research. And in 4 days from now, or till Monday of next week, you will get to the bottom of it and you will breathe saying that this is not accurate and this is not it. You understand? So on the other hand, I feel to tell you to change a little bit your diet, if you agree with me, okay. and to include more antioxidants in your system if you can, more vitamin C, more zinc, to boost your immune system. This is what I feel telling you, that can be a piece of information that if you consider it on a daily basis, is gonna change, you know, very much your state of well-being. So, but you very okay. And tell me when you born, Norma, because I wanna see what's going on with your longevity. Just if you don't mind telling me your birthday.
Yeah, it's June 20th. Mm-hmm.
61. So is what I expected. You have the planet of karma in your birth code, which gives you longevity. So you are here, my love, to the age of 88, if not 92. So there's no reason of being worried with anything concerning your health. But it's up to you how you live. You know, it's like you can live, you know, healthy or less healthy. It's up to your diet, your choices, your movement, your exercise. So integrate all of this, but you will be very okay, my love.
Okay, thank you for that.
Okay, and what was the other question?
The other question is, I recently made a decision in my life and I was curious to know.
Was a good decision.
Yes.
Was a good decision. Even if it was okay. difficult to make, you know, because sometimes there are decisions that you think a million times whether to do it or not to do it, the decision proves to be a very good one.
Okay.
It sets you free. You know, sometimes when you decide things to cut the cord, to liberate yourself, to be able to break through, and this is the kind of a decision I think that you made. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree, which brings me to kind of my third question. Is based on that decision, I have some things in my mind that I believe that I want to do, and I'm wondering...
That's also good. That's also good. It's so funny, all the things that you are telling me, I'm actually validating them for being right. So, right decision. What you think right now is completely the right way to move forward. Talking about good decision and major decision, and this is what you need to do as we speak, and go ahead and do it, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you're on the right path, my Norma.
All right. Thank you so much, Carmen.
I love you, and call anytime, my love, okay?
I love you too, Carmen.
Okay. Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to go to Elena from New York because I know she's been... I completely miss you, Elena. I apologize. How are you?
Oh, I'm here. I'm doing the best
You're like a trooper waiting for me. I just miss you. I can realize, I said, who else I'm here? So, yeah, that is you, and then there is Dominga, so, and that's pretty much it for the night. But how can I help you, my dear Elena? You're my favorite person.
Oh, I love you. I'm great to hear you. So I wanted to focus on, I'm confused and how to help myself in terms of changing my living situation.
Yeah, I see that there is a move to a different place. Do you plan to move? I see like a change of an apartment, or like you need to change your location.
Yeah, but I don't know how, because there are various limiting factors at the moment, and I can't find.
No, but there is one very good factor that will play, that will be in place. So I want you to take advantage of an opportunity that will be presented right away, in which you will be able to make the move, and the move is going to be a very good move. It's a move that you're supposed to do for a while. You never thought you would be able to do it, but you will be able, you know. So that allows you, you know what I mean, to start in a way on a different path. And I see you moving into a completely different area, into a place that is not a very high building. And you're moving like on a third or a fourth floor or something like that. But the apartment is really nice, and you will be, it's going to be much easier to pay all the expenses. And first of all, the energy is going to be different. And you will be there for quite a while.
Do you have any ideas that out of the city?
No, I think it's in the city. It's in a different area of the city. My opinion is more towards the 80th Street, somewhere that area, more upper side.
Well,
but I think it's gonna. Sorry.
Sort of near where I am.
Okay, so then it's just changing a location. So I don't know where you are, but I see that area. It means you don't necessarily move in a different, completely the different other borough, or, but you keep the area, but it's going to be a different building.
I'm sort of feeling I should move out of the city or try to go near the water. Do you get anything like that?
Out of the city is if you move to Florida. I always felt that your day will come when you will have a property in Florida. That I see happening, but probably that might take a little bit longer, or that might be towards the winter, and I see you actually taking a place here. I always saw you coming to Florida for quite a number of years. I always felt you'll end up in Florida, but not right now, not completely in cutting the cord to the city. I think there's some reason, for some reason I feel like you need to be there a little bit longer. Probably another year. Probably you'll always keep a place there from time to time. But and at the end, I think you might buy something in Florida.
But, I mean, there's the media thing you see happening soon.
I see the move in that new place relatively soon. And I see by towards the coming closer to the winter that you will contemplate a place here in Florida. And you will love being here. By the water.
Well, that's interesting. Thank you.
Okay, my Elena, keep me posted and come visit me in Florida. So I don't know if I have time, but I want to take Dominguez for 1 minute. Hi, my lovely Dominga. How are you, my love?
Hi, my darling. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are the things going on with you, my love?
Working very intensive on self-esteem, mm-hmm. and trying to stop feeling held back. But in terms of husband, it's still stubborn, still the same, wanting the divorce.
Okay, but don't push. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Let him say whatever. Let him even file. Let him look like, okay, he's getting his own way. But I personally don't see a divorce. And I don't want you to see a divorce either. You know it's not going to happen.
I'm not letting go of him. I have no way of letting go of him. It's just, it's too hard.
You're not going to let go because you won't have to let it go. His nonsense will just stop. Will just stop. So we're putting that energy together to stop the nonsense.
Yeah, and then I was like that too. I was like that in the past. It's almost like they call it a reincarnation. We pass each other attitude or behavior. I was acting like him with him in the past. I was very aggressive, telling him, no, it's over. But then
don't push, don't be aggressive, don't just be very removed, because the more you push, it actually it's getting worse. The more you take a step back and do nothing and say nothing, he's less aggressive in moving forward. So I have to end the show right now. It's not going to happen. I love you, my Dominguez. I have to go to the end of my show, so I'm here next Tuesday, 7 p.m. To you, my love, on Home Time Radio with my wonderful Christopher. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful week. I love you.